Linda Upton, real estate sales consultant with Richardson & Wrench, has joined us here again in the studio this morning. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Deb. Thanks for having me here.
It's lovely to have you. In the past, we discussed things to consider when buying a house: the area, schools, transport, family needs, etc. We've spoken about how much deposit is needed as well as the additional costs involved at the time of purchase. Okay, so this time, let's have a look at a couple of different scenarios. Let's say my family has lived in our home for a few years, the kids are growing, and we need a bigger place. Can I put a contract on another house if my home hasn't sold? Can you explain the pros and cons?
You can certainly put a contract on a new home prior to selling your current home. There are a couple of things you should consider. You are putting yourself under a fair bit of pressure to sell your current home. The seller will look more favourably on your offer if you have a contract on your current home, making it subject to settlement rather than subject to sale, especially if your prior contract is unconditional already. If the contract on your current home, that is the prior contract, is not unconditional, the seller may wish to insert a sunset clause. This gives the seller the right to continue marketing their property. If the seller receives a more favourable offer, he will give you 3 days to make your new contract unconditional by either your prior contract going unconditional or by arranging a bridging loan or other finance. If unable to do that, he will be able to move on with the new seller. The benefit is that you can put a hold on your desired next home and you will save on furniture storage. The cons are that you could have to compromise on the price of your existing home to make it all come together. You will be trying to move your furniture in and out of your homes from your old home into your new home on the same day. And if there are any holdups with either contract, you will need to pay storage fees for the removalist.
Now, here's another one for you, Linda. I've paid my initial deposit, I've paid for my building and pest inspection with an authorised inspector, and I've received the report. I'm not happy with it. Where do I go from here?
Firstly, the inspection must be completed by a registered building and pest inspector, not a local builder. If you are unhappy with the results of the report, you can ask the sellers to rectify the issue. You could get a quote from a licensed contractor and request a reduction in purchase price. Or if it's a major structural issue, give notice and cancel the contract altogether. Should the contract not proceed at this point, you will receive your deposit back. Your building and pest inspector will indicate whether the issues are consistent with the age of the property.
What happens if I decide to back out of buying a house?
There is a 5-day cooling off period in which you can back out of a contract. However, this does attract a small fee. After those 5 days, the sellers can impose a penalty fee for backing out of a contract other than failure to meet conditions written in the contract. You are required to give notice by the dates written in the contract if you are terminating the contract in relation to the conditions in the conditional clauses in the contract. This does not attract a penalty fee and your deposit would be fully refunded.
Linda Upton, real estate sales consultant with Richardson & Wrench, keeping our community connected. You can listen to Linda's interview from today, as well as her earlier one, on 101.5 FM website, search podcasts.